Good evening, Journey Church. As we're starting this next couple of weeks, we've announced we won't be having service at the church, but we'll be doing online, and we'll keep you informed as what we're going to do and how we're going to do it, so you'll be able to hear the messages and the lessons as we teach, and you'll be able to use this hopefully to strengthen your walk with Christ and pass it on to other folks as well. And we thank you for listening and joining us and as we go through this process. And tonight we're going to talk about the word fear. And we think fear has struck a lot of people and across this land and around the world with this coronavirus. And we think it's timely to discuss fear and what God says about fear. And if you would, just pray. Father, we give you thanks, Lord, and praise for the day. We thank you for this opportunity, Lord, to come before you in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you've not given us that spirit of fear, as we're going to learn tonight, Lord, but a power, love, and a sound mind, Lord, that you've placed your spirit inside of us, and we're going to believe you, and we're going to think on things, Lord, that you've given us to think about, Lord, in your word, and renew our mind, Lord, that fear won't overcome us and overtake us, Lord, but we'll be following you and keep our sights on you, Lord, because we know that you are the one we need to follow, and you're the author and the finisher of our faith, and we give you thanks for that. We thank you for healing in this nation. We pray, Lord, for the stop of this coronavirus, that you stop it in its tracks, just as you said, peace be still, Lord, in the winds and the seas calm. Lord, we know that you can stop this virus right now, and we believe you're going to do that. And Father, we thank you, Lord, that you're touching each one that's listening. Lord, that you put a special blessing up on their life. I pray for healing in their lives, their families' lives, and all around them. And Father, we thank you for that. And we thank you for your blessings again as we get into your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, as we get started tonight, we talk about the word fear. And it brought up something from years ago. I think even maybe back from the 90s. But it was several years ago, there was a slogan around called No Fear. It may still be around, I'm not sure, but there were several No Fear t-shirts and stickers and TV advertisements and all these things, and there were slogans like No Fear, No Limits. If you're not living on the edge, you're taking up too much room. No fear. Absolutely, positively, most definitely, without a doubt, no fear, not even a little bit. It makes a real good slogan, but it don't always work in our life. But if you'll turn your Bibles to 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7, or 2 Timothy, excuse me, it says that, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." So he's not given us a spirit of fear, but he has given us three different things, and we're going to talk about that and kind of break it down. But I know with the current situation, there's fear everywhere, and the coronavirus, it's out there, it's dangerous. We need to take precautions, but most of all, we need to trust God and not let fear take over and run our minds and our spirit and ruin us in our thoughts toward Christ. That's all we get to thinking about. But let's break this scripture down a little bit and look at the word fear. The word has a meaning of timidity, dread, faithless, which equals fearful. In the book of Romans, chapter 8, and verse 14 through 15, it says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father." Okay, he didn't give us the spirit of bondage again to fear, but we received the spirit of adoption. We're adopted into the family of God if we're saved. Now, this scripture is telling us that we did not receive that spirit of bondage, which is the spirit and nature of Satan. You have not received a spirit of slavery to relapse again into fear and terror, but you have received the spirit of freedom and a spirit of sonship to break every bondage. Let's look at the word power. That's what he said. He gave us the spirit of power, not of fear, but a spirit of power. And the word power, which God has given to us as believers, comes from a Greek word, dunamis, meaning special, miraculous power, ability, abundance, meaning, might, worker of miracles, power, strength, and mighty work. It also means inerrant power, power to reproduce itself, implying the need of constant activity and use for continued reproduction. From this word, we get the English word dynamo and dynamics. Just as dynamo needs need to be in motion to produce power, so do we need to stir up into a flame the gift of God in our life. So just before verse 1 or chapter 1 and verse 7, it says, I've not given you the spirit of fear, 2 Timothy 1 and 6 tells us, therefore I remind you to stir up the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of hands. So Paul here was reminding Timothy before he told him that God's not giving him a spirit of fear. He said, I want to remind you to stir up the gift which is in you through the laying on of hands. So there was a gift in Timothy that he needed to continue to stir up. And then that power of love and a sound mind would take place in his life after he remembered and stirred up that gift. And 1 Timothy 4 and 14 tells us, says, do not neglect the gift that is in you, which was given to you by prophecy with the laying on of hands of the eldership. So he had told, Paul had also told him in the first book of Timothy, as well as the second book of Timothy, that to not neglect the gift and also stir up the gift. Luke chapter 24 and 49 tells us, says, behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high. The word endued means to be clothed with or clothed with power. The enduement of power is the same as receiving the promise of the Father or the promised Holy Spirit in a baptismal measure. So in other words, he promised we could be clothed with the Holy Spirit, which will give us power to do the works of God. Acts chapter 1 and verse 8, he tells us, says, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be what? Witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. The next thing, of power of love. So let's look at the spirit of love. This particular instance, it's agape love, or affection, or benevolence, a love feast, charity, dear love, spontaneous, and divine love. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4 through 8, tells us, says, love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails, but whether there are prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away. But he told us in the middle, but love never fails. The other thing that we were given is a spirit of a sound mind, meaning a spirit of discipline and self-control, to discipline or correct, to teach or to be sober. 1 Corinthians 5 and 13 says, for if we are beside ourselves, it is for God, or if we are of sound mind, it is for you. So God's given us that sound mind. How do we have a sound mind? Well, Romans 12 and 2 tells us, says, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So what we want to do, we don't want to be conformed to this world, but we want our mind transformed. Well, how are we going to get rid of fear? Is using that power and the love, and then we have a sound mind because we're being transformed by renewing our mind continually in the Word of God. in applying the Word of God. And the more we read the Word of God, the more we memorize the Word of God, and the more we study the Word of God, then that helps our mind to be transformed, and that runs away that spirit of fear. But why are we concerned with fear? Well, because fear erodes confidence, and even our confidence in God. But more bad news, the more bad news you hear, the worse the fear becomes. So what I want to recommend to you is turn off the TV and the internet if you need to. If you keep having fear, don't continue to feed the fear, but feed the spirit with the Word of God. Don't continue to turn on the TV and listen to this set of bad news, and the coronavirus is here, and it's over there, and it's outside, it's pecking on my window, and it's knocking on the door. You know, don't continue to listen to that. Listen to the good things that God's given us. Psalm 23:6 tells us this. This is a great verse. Says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. There's no fear in that verse, but it's talking about goodness and mercy following us all the days of our life. Get out your Bible and begin to renew your mind, as Romans 12:2 tells us, is the first step. Listen to worship music. Instead of listening to the news, instead of listening to all the naysayers and all the junk, but listen to the worship music and feed your spirit. Isaiah 26:3 tells us, says, you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. If you can continue to keep your mind on the Lord, all these other things seem to fade away if we continue to keep our mind on the Lord. Speak the Word of God over your home, your family, our nation. Why? Because the Word is powerful, for one thing. But Proverbs 18:21 tells us, says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. But if life is in the power of the tongue, we need to start speaking life over people. We need to start speaking life over this virus and not death. But God wants to give life and bring life, and He is life. So we want to start speaking life, and that we have that power in our tongue to speak positive and scriptural words over these things to see God move on our behalf. But speak life. Things like this scripture that we're getting ready to read, make it personal and replace the word you or I or my with me when praying this over yourself. And this is a prayer of the Bible. Psalm 91:3-6. It's read this way. It says, surely he shall deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover me with his feathers, and under his wings I shall take refuge. His truth shall be my shield and buckler. I shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in the darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. I'm not going to be afraid of these things because the Word of God goes before me. Take hold of the authority or the power of God has given you over fear and the enemy. And let's look at the prayer Paul prayed in Ephesians 1:17-23. He says that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give, and we're going to replace it like we did with the last one, may give to me the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, the eyes of my understanding be enlightened, that I may know what is the hope of His calling, what are the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power toward me who believes according to the working of His mighty power, which He worked in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and seated Him at His right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and coronavirus and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And He put all things under His feet and gave Him to be head over all things to the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him who fills all in all. Amen. Now don't give in to fear. Send it back where it came from. God didn't give us the spirit of fear, so where did it come from? It came from the enemy. Send it back where it came from, to the pits of hell. And remember, God is in control, and we have no control other than to pray and seek God's divine intervention. This is a time we have to trust Him like no other. We may not understand it all, we may not know it all, but we have to trust God and believe in Him. And as the saying goes, I don't know what tomorrow holds, but I sure do know who holds tomorrow. So I want to place it all in His hands, the safest place it can be. And I want to encourage you first to strengthen your relationship with God. And if you don't know Him, pray, repent, ask Him to forgive you of your sin, and ask Him into your heart to be your Lord and Savior. That's the first place you're going to start. That's the first place that's going to start getting rid of your fears, to ask Jesus Christ into your life to be your Lord and Savior. Because you're worried about death, but we shouldn't be worried about death if we're on our way to heaven. Now, I know there's a fear there of death, but we know what's waiting on the other side. It's just that unknown space in between there that causes that fear. But we know where we're going if we have Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. But also, take this time to be with your family. You don't have to run to the game, to practice, to parties, and be at 10 other places. Enjoy the time you have, and enjoy it with your family. Limit your bad news intake. What goes in is what comes out. You know, you keep feeding that, it's going to come out. But think on these things, the Bible tells us in Philippians 4 and 8. It says, finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Let's pray. Father, we give You thanks, and we give You praise again for this day. Father, we thank You that You're in control, and we're not going to let fear overtake us, Lord, but we're going to, Lord, go by Your word, and we know that You've given us the spirit of power, the spirit of love, and the spirit of a sound mind. And Father, we thank You for that. We thank You, Lord, that You're going to keep us. Lord, You're going to walk with us. Even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, You told us to fear no evil because You're with us, Lord. And we're not stopping in that valley of death, but we're going through it. And we're not going to fear any evil because You're with us. And if You're with us, Lord, we know that we can get through anything. We can overcome anything. We can do anything because Your word says through You all things are possible. And we just thank You for that. And I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And Father, we thank You for Your word. We thank You that it's powerful. It's sharper than a two-edged sword. Father, we thank You, Lord, that it helps us to overcome the enemy and help us to continue to renew our minds in Your word and do what You need us to do to uplift Your name. And Father, I pray for each one again, Lord, that listens to this lesson, Lord, that You just touch them, that You'd move in their hearts. Lord, and if they don't know You as their Lord and Savior, that they'd realize that they're a sinner, and that they'd realize that those wages of sin is death, and they would, Lord, be convicted of their sin, they would repent and ask You to forgive them, and Father, put their feet on the right path to follow You. And I thank You, Lord, that because of Your word, You said that You would forgive them, that You didn't want any to perish, but all come to repentance. And Father, I pray that they would seek You and look to You, Lord, for salvation. And Father, we give You thanks, we give You praise, we give You the glory and honor for all that You're doing, and Father, all that You're accomplishing through this lesson, Lord. And we thank You, Lord, for Your healing power, Your protection of people, Lord, our congregation and all these people, Lord, in our country and around the world, Lord, that's dealing with this virus. Father, we thank You, Lord, that You're touching and stopping it. In the mighty, mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.